This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. A U.S. military plane brought back 55 cases of remains North Korea says are U.S. service members killed in the Korean War more than six decades ago. The U.N. command says they will be honored at a ceremony next Wednesday at a base in South Korea. U.S. President Donald Trump thanked North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for keeping a promise made during the Singapore summit.
And I'm sure that he will continue to fulfill that promise as they search and search and search.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says U.S. and North Korean coordination on returning the war remains went well.
When you have that sort of communication going on, it sets a positive environment, a positive tone for other things, more important things in terms of international diplomacy. But this humanitarian act obviously is a step in the right direction.
President Trump also praised new economic data released Friday.
If economic growth continues at this pace, the United States economy will double in size more than 10 years faster than it would have under either President Bush or President Obama.
Trump is celebrating the data showing the U.S. economy surged in the second quarter to an annual growth rate of 4.1%. The president predicted that as he renegotiates trade deals, future numbers will be even higher. President Trump has been trying to highlight economic gains ahead of the 2018 midterm elections. Pakistan's Election Commission has declared Imran Khan's party the winner of Pakistan's election. While the opposition earlier rejected the results and charged widespread fraud and manipulation, Pakistani election officials said they had not received any formal complaints, and a European monitor gave a passing grade to the election process. This is VOA News. A court order deadline has